is cold, my soul is free. I am a stranger in your land, wandering man, call me Sam.
Oh, sir, my fire is very small. It will not warm thy heart at all, but thee may take me by the hand, hold me, and I'll call thee Sam.
Young woman, share your fire with me.
Okay, let me tell you the last three cover songs you heard before we turn things over to Zombo here. The song that you just heard was Opiate, that is OP numeral 8. That was a one-off collaboration between Giant Sand and Lisa Germano. The CD is called Slush, and the song, of course, was Lee Hazelwood's Sand. They got their parts mixed up, but that might have been an improvement. Who knows? Before that, we had The Doors doing Alabama Song, also known as Whiskey Bar, off of their first album that was composed by Brecht and Vile back in the 1930s for Little Mahagoni, I believe was the theatrical effort that it was written for. And we started the set off with John Mellencamp doing a cover of Jimmy Rogers' Gambling Barroom Blues. That was off a Jimmy Rogers tribute CD. That's going to do it for me. I'm not sure what we're doing next week. Probably have something to do with Veterans Day, because that's coming up. Right, Sambo? Veterans Day's coming up? As a matter of fact, I think it's exactly 1 week from today.
Friday's Veterans Day.
Okay. Well, I'll get them warmed up for you.
Thanks
for listening.
When I was 11 and Linda was 5, we owned the most talented doggy alive. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
A remarkable name, you say? What was the name?
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. We saw him, we both were aware that here was a doggy with talent to spare. We tossed him a bone, to the kitchen he flew, tied on an apron and made us a stew. We built him a doghouse out by the shed. We taught him to sweep it and make his own bed. We taught him to typewrite, we taught him to bake, to play the piano and handle a rake. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
What? I think it's the most extraordinary story I ever heard. You mean to say that dog could actually play the piano?
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name in the world. The dog with the longest name. We taught him to jump, we taught him to speak impeccable English inside of a week. When we took him to school, this diminutive creature outshone everybody, including the teacher. She asked for a river that started with G. At the blackboard he listed 103. When she held up a tidbit and told him to speak, he replied not in English but in Latin and Greek. Though the tricks that he mastered were cause for acclaim, he also possessed a remarkable name.
Mr. Cop, would you mind if I tried that name?
Go right ahead, Mr. Brown.
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee, Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea, Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree, Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop, Harrington Arrington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name.
Now let's everybody dance around and bark like dogs. Come on, everybody be a dog. Come on, everybody be a dog. We taught him gin rummy. The dog was astute. He not only learned it, but he beat us to boot. We taught him to mambo. That night in disguise, he entered a contest and won the first prize. He mastered astronomy, botany too. There was hardly a thing that the dog couldn't do. Amazed by his genius, we enrolled him at Yale, where he died of the croup. That's the end of my tale.
Oh, that's a very sad ending. Although the weather in New Haven is notoriously damp, I remember in my undergraduate days, now that was a...
Harrison Garrison Bobblety B, Cornelius Aurelius Rover McGee,
Daniel Nathaniel Hooligan Flea,
Horowitz Huntington Climber McTree,
Snooper O'Flaherty Jumper Kerplop,
Harrington Errington Thaddeus Hop, Hopperty Hoppity Archibald Bain, the dog with the longest name. The dog with the longest name.
like caged tigers. Oh, we couldn't get closer than this. The way we walk, the way we talk, the way we stalk, the way we kiss. We slip through streets while everyone sleeps, getting bigger and slicker and wider and brighter. Fight and scratch and scream all night. Let's go and throw all the songs we know into the sea, you and me, all the years and no one heard. Show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We miss you, hit the love cats. We miss you, hit the love cats. We're so wonderfully, 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 wonderfully pretty. Oh, you know that I'd do anything for you. We should have each other for tea. Should have each other with cream. Then curl up to the fire and sleep for a while. It's the grooviest thing, it's a perfect dream. Into the sea, you and me, all the years and no one heard. I'll show you in spring, it's a treacherous thing. We miss you, hiss the love cats. We missed you, hiss the love cats. We're so wonderfully, 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 wonderfully pretty. Oh, you know that I'd do anything for you. We should have each other for dinner. Should have each other with cream. Then curl up to the fire, get up for a while. It's the grooviest thing, it's a perfect dream. Hand in hand is the only way to land. Always a wide way round. Broken into pieces like eight little pieces. How can we miss someone as dumb as this? How can we miss someone as dumb as this? All the love cats.
Hey, Danny Dean and the Homewreckers with Love Cats. In front of that, Jim Cop and Ed Brown with the dog that went to Yale. Can you see a pattern? Yes, you can. You're very observant. And it is all cats and dog songs today. Why? Because Polka for Pets is happening Saturday at the Black Forage Coffee place in McKees Rocks for a benefit for the Heart of Glass Animal Shelter. So, yeah, it's Polka for Pets, and so I thought I'd do all dogs and cats today. I got the whole rest of the year planned out. This is so great. I can relax my fur. Next week, I got all kinds of great songs. It's for Veterans Day, so it's songs of, like, Army and soldiers, sailors, real good array of things. And then I'm not going to be on the air the day after Thanksgiving, but the week before Thanksgiving is going to be my thanks. All songs beginning with thanks and thanks and thanks and thanks. So lots of thanks. Yeah, no spooky stuff for a while. Boo-hoo. And then the end of all of December, 5 weeks of December, is going to be my quarterly report plus one, where I recap the best music that I found all year long that didn't fit into any theme shows. So it's not like me replaying a lot of stuff. It is me finding all the stuff that I got, sorting through all of it, and making 5 really killer radio shows for it. So that's what's happening, Jackson. That's what's happening. All right, so, all right, you want a little scary stuff? All right, the Curse of Catzilla, Messer Chup, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT, in the Pittsburgh. We'll be right back. Ah, something groovy, cool, and weird. That's the name of this dang. All songs about dogs and cats today. Pets, because it's Polka for Pets coming up Saturday. Benefit for the Heart of Glass Animal Shelter at the Black Forge Coffee. It's a great venue, Black Forge Coffee place in the McKees Rocks. Not the one in Mount Oliver, the one in McKees Rocks or Allentown. This one's in McKees Rocks. We heard the Argonnes do the dog, the Beatles, from their audition tape. So their demo, I think probably the demo that was rejected by Decca Records. That was Three Cool Cats. Before that, the Seven Stooges doing I Wanna Be Your Dog. Oof, yeah. And the Curse of Catzilla started everything off with Message Shops. All dogs and cats today. And animal friends, they remind you that older pets are not disposable. Mm-mm-mm. Older people, yes. Older pets, not so much. Pets offer us joy throughout our lives and theirs. And they created a special program called the Red Collar Society. So you adopt an older doggy cat, and they parade you around on their shoulders and sing you wonderful songs. So you should do that. Enrich your life with a red collar pet today. ThinkingOutsideTheCage.org. There you go. Mm-hmm. There's a bit of business for you right there. I'll try as many pet ones as I can today. That's right. You know that 86 million dogs in America have pre-diabetes or at risk of type 2 diabetes? All it takes is a minute to find out. The good news is it can be reversed with the proper doggy food and diet and lots of exercise. So even if you're busy, it takes 1 minute to know where you stand, all right? So doesmydoghavediabetes.org. Take that short online test, put his paws on the computer, and you're all good to go. That's doMyDogHaveDiabetes. Uh-huh, yeah, okay. Or does my dog have diabetes? Does he or do we? Do we? That's all do we. Okay, man. So I'm going to actually do this. Always wanted to play this song on the show. But it's very long, but it fits so well today, and I think you're going to enjoy the story. Dylan Hears a Who. This guy does an amazing Bob Dylan impression. So good that he ended up getting a lot of trouble for this. So he did all Dr. Seuss books as Bob Dylan. It's called Dylan Hears a Who, and he put it out just as a little joke for his friends. All the Dylan associates and Dylan LTD or Dylan Company, Dylan Co. found out, made the guy's life a living hell. You can still find bits and pieces of this on the YouTube, but boy, they did not think this was funny. I think it is plain brilliant. The Cat in the Hat from Dylan Hears a Who, Zombo in Your Brain. All pets today.
The sun did not shine. Sat in the house on that cold, cold wet day. I sat there with Sally, we sat there with two. And I said, how I wish we had something to do. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house, we did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit, 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 sit. And we did not like it, not one little bit. Something the bum had a bum made us jump. We looked and we saw him step in on the mat. We looked and we saw him, the cat in the hat. And he said to us, why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun. I will show them to you. Your mother will not mind at all if I do. And Sally and I did not know what to say. Her mother was out of the house for the day. But our fish said no, no, make that cat go away. Tell that cat in the head, you did not want to play. He should not be here, he should not be about. He should not be here. tricks in our bed, set a cat on the head, where we can have lots of good fun, if you wish. With a game I call up, with a fish. Put me down, say the fish, this is no fun at all. Put me down, say the fish, I did not wish to fall. Have no fear, say the cat, I will not let you fall. I will hold you up as I stand on a ball. With a book on one hand and a cup on my hand. But that is not all I can do, say the cat. Look at me, now say the cat. With a cup and a cake on the top of my head. I can hold up two books, I can hold up the fish. And a little toy ship and some milk on a dish. And look, I can hop up and down on the ball. But that is not all, oh no, that is not all. Look at me, now. And it's fun to have fun, but you have to know how. I can hold up the cup and the milk and the cake. And the fish on the reek. I can hold a toy ship and a little toy man. And look with my tail, I can hold a red fan. I can fan with the fan as I hop on the ball. But that is not all, oh no, that is not all. Sally and I, we saw all the things fall. And a fish came down too, he fell into a pot. He said, do I like this? Oh no, I do not. This is not a good game, said a fish as he lit. No, I do not like it, not one little bit. Now look what she did, said the fish to the cat. Now look at this house, look at this, look at that. You sank onto a ship, sank it deep in the cake. You shook up our house and you bent down in the lake. You should not be here when our mother is not. You get out of this house, said the fish in the pot. But I'd like to be here. I like it a lot, said the cat in the hat to the fish in the pot. I will not go away, I did not wish to go. And so said the cat in the hat, so I will show you another good game that I know. And then he ran out and then fast as a fox. The cat in the hat came back in with a box. It was shut with a hook. Now look at this trick, said the cat, take a look. Then he got up on top with a tip on his head. I caught this game fun in a box, said the cat. In this box are two things I will show to you now. Came thing two and thing one. And we ran to us fast. They said, how do you do? Would you like to shake hands with thing one and thing two? And Sally and I did not know what to do. So we had to shake hands with thing one and thing two. We shook their two hands, but our fish said, no, no. Those things should not be in this house, make them go. They should not be here when your mother's not. a team, they've come here to play. They'll give you some fun on this wet, wet, wet day. Now here is a game that they like, said the cat. They like to fly kites, said the cat in the hat. Moonlight in the house, send a fish in the pot. They should not fly kites, in the house they should not. All the things they would bump, all the things they would hit. Oh, I do not like it, no one little bit. And Sally and I saw the mundane home. We saw those two things, bump the kites on the wall. Bump, thump, thump, bump down the wall and the hall. And those things on the wall, oh, how they did fall. Thing two and thing one, they went up, they ran down. On the street of one kite, we saw mother's new gown. Her gown with the dots, little pink, white, and red. Then we saw one kite bump on the head of the bed. Then those things ran about with big gumps, jumps, and kicks. And with hops and big thumps and all kinds of bad tricks. And I said I do not like the way that they play. If mother could see this, oh, what would she say? Then our fist said, look, look, and our fist shook with fear. Your mother is on her way home, do you hear? Oh, what will she do to us? What will she say? Oh, she would not like it to find us this way. So do something fast, said the fish, do you hear? I saw her, your mother is near. So as fast as I can, think of something to do. Have to get rid of thing one and thing two. So as fast as I could, I went after my net. And I said, with my net, I can get them, I bet. I bet with my net, I can get those things, yet. Then I let down my net. It came down with a plop. And I held them at last. Those two things had to stop. Then I said to the cat, now you do as I say. You pack up those things and you take them away. Oh dear, said the cat, you do not like our game. Oh dear, what a shame, what a shame, what a shame. Then he shut the things in the box with a hook. And the cat went away with a sad kind of look. Good, said the fish, he's gone away, yes. But your mother will come, she will find this big mess. This mess is so big and so deep and so tall. We cannot pick it up, there is no way at all. And then who is back in the house? Why the cat? Have no fear of this mess, said the cat in the head. I always pick up all my playthings. And the gown, and the milk, and the streams, and the books, and the dish, and the fan, and the cup, and the ship, and the fish. And he put them away, then he said that he's dead. And then he was gone with a tip of his head. Then a mother came in, and she said to us two, did you have any fun? Tell me, what did you do? And Sally and I did not know.
Damn. That song was worth all the lawsuits that guy got put through. Dylan Hears a Who. A whole bootleg record of Bob Dylan imitator. Actually sound pretty good. Actually copying a lot of the style of Bob Dylan, not only the voice, but a lot of the production quality. That was the Cat in the Hat, of course. The Dr. Seuss's Cat in the Hat. And you listen to Zombo right here in your brain. It's all songs about cats and dogs today. Because if you're just tuning in now, I'll tell you later. It'll be a surprise. No, but it's all cats, all dogs today for a big benefit that's happening this weekend at the Black Forge Coffee Shop in the Keys Rocks for Heart of Glass Animal Shelter. So it's kind of nice doing all these dog and cat songs again. It was years ago, probably when I did another pet benefit. But I did. But I think I did one week dogs, 1 week cats. I believe. You know how I am about stuff. I'm kind of like compartmentalizing. But today I'm going cat dog, which is kind of fun. I don't know. Of course, you will hear the Wiener Dog Polka later and the Pussycat song. So do not fret. Those classics will be back with a vengeance. This is kind of a neat thing I found. James Brown doing and the Fabulous Flames. Doing Dooley's Junkyard Dogs. I've never heard this tune before, but it's pretty kicking. And you listen to this show right here. And if you want a download of this show, go to zomboco.com. Not now, because the show's not up there now, but there's a bunch of stuff up there. A couple years of radio shows to help yourself with. Just my way of saying, like James Brown would say.
They'll knock ya, the whole rat off and sock ya. Duelist junkyard dogs. Duelist junkyard dogs. The dogs, the junk and the mad. The mighty, mighty tough, the man that's bad. We're big, we're little, we're. But yet, we tell our point of. They'll suck ya.
Oh. Hey man, I can hear you, and it's not a radio. Your voice still echoes through me. I can hear you, Daddy-o. In a pink Thunderbird, a Bopalula was the catman's word. He had a teenage partner, she was 17. That rockabilly rebel, Jean, Jean, Jean. Well, crazy legs jumping to a brand new beat. They're the cats and the kittens of old Bop Street. His double talking baby called him Turtle Dove. Pretty, pretty baby gave him a woman love. Wear my ring, lot of loving. Sing, Gene, sing. He was jumping Jackson, go man, go. Biggie, I biggie, bye, bo, bo, go. Gonna back up, baby. Blue Gene Bop, be a Bopalula, you couldn't stop. Racing with the devil, you were born to do. Gee, Gene Vincent, I sure miss you. Bopalula, you couldn't stop racing with the devil you were born to do. Gene, Gene Vincent, I sure miss you.
There you go. Dead guy. Recently dead guy, Robert Gordon, singing about a long gone dead guy, Gene Vincent. And honestly, I would have stopped that song earlier if I had. I just got respect for the newly deceased. I hate songs that use song titles as the lyrics. And that was like practically every Gene Vincent song title in that song. The Catman by Robert Gordon. Played out of respect. I finished it because the minute he started going through these songs, I was like, if it's anybody else that somebody just would have died last week, I would have just shut it off. Because yeah, that's the thing when people die, you think they're floating around. That's why people are like, don't talk bad about the dead, at least not for a little while. Because, you know, you never know, like, right after they die, they might just be hanging around a little bit. That, people are always, like, really ooky about that. You know, like, well, wow, somebody just died. That's not really saying anything really too bad about them. At least not for a while. Then a couple months go by and you figure, you know what? I think their ghost moved on. So, you know, that guy was a rat. And they go crazy. Yeah, Robert Gordon. Yeah, and the thing is, you see all these interviews with Robert Gordon. He's a pretty sad dude. I mean, he said, I should have been somebody. I should have been, like, super popular. Listen, you got some albums out, dude. There's a whole ton of rockabilly guys out there. I mean, I don't think he wrote anything. He just sang rockabilly tunes. There's a whole bunch of guys doing that, even though he was, like, one of the first guys doing it, you know. But he was, like, saying, if I could have gotten on MTV, if the Stray Cats wouldn't have came along and been so handsome. Swear to God, that was another thing. He wasn't a good-looking dude. He had a good voice. But yeah, I guess he was crazy. He was just unbelievable. One of these rockabilly guys, the true rockabilly guys, always shoot themselves in the foot. Like Charlie Feathers. And, you know, they always manage to trip themselves up and ruin their own career. I guess that's just the nature of that thing. What else do we have? Adam and the Ants. And he just had a birthday not that long ago. Don't know how old he is. Seen him perform a couple years ago. Kind of looked like a pudgy Johnny Depp, if you can imagine that. He kind of had the... But the guy could still sing. He's got a... you got to admire, he's very adamant. That's where he got his name from. The guy had a really hard life with mental illness and just really muscled through that. And rather a great little story behind the guy. He just persevered. He was institutionalized for a while. And he was very adamant. That's where he got his name, Adamant. Adamant. And plus, he wrote and sings some great stuff, regardless of the backstory. Dog Eat Dog is a great tune. That first album, Kings of the Wild Frontier, that album still holds up damn well. We heard Fantastic Everlasting Gobstopper. The title of the band is from Willy Wonka, the Fantastic Everlasting Gobstopper. And that was I Am a Kitten, which is a song. I love that tune. It was written by this guy named Momus. And I might play his version. But boy, that's such a great kiddie song. And we started out with James Brown, the Fabulous Flames, doing Dooley's Junkyard Dogs. Zombo right here in your brain, celebrating the fantastic companionship of cats and dogs. And I am an equal cat and dog person. The golden ratio for me is two cats and one dog, a bigger dog. So you get like for me, it's just great. Like a 70, 80-pound dog and like two pussy cats. You know, it's just such a nice ratio. You know, the two cats kind of hang out or whatever. Most of the cats I get together just don't like each other. But the dog's cool. Dog loves everybody. Ah, let's see here. Rain Dogs. Tom Waits. Oh, Zombo right here in your brain, WRCT in the Pittsburgh.
Friends, just lend an ear, for you're now about to hear the ballad of Cat Ballou. It's a song that's newly made, and Professor Sam the Shade and the Sunrise Kid are singing it for you. Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou. It's a hanging day in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming. 1894, they're gonna drop Cat Ballou through the gallows floor. She killed a man in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming. Killed a man, it's true. And that is why they're hanging
smile of an angel
fights like the devil.
The eyes of an angel
bites like the devil.
The face of an angel.
I say she's the devil.
She's mean and evil through and through.
Cataloo,
Cataloo.
She's mean and evil through and through.
With her outlaw band, they're now telling a story, now telling a story, how she rode the plane.
The wildest gal in the West since Calamity Jane.
And today, today, that she's going to glory, she's going to glory for the way she sinned.
There'll be a speed in her soul on the wayward wind.
She has the smile of an angel.
Fights like the devil.
The eyes of an angel.
Fights like the devil.
The face of an angel.
I say she's the devil.
She's mean and evil through and through.
Cat Baloo.
Cat Baloo.
She's mean and evil through and through.
Cataloo, Cataloo.
She's mean and evil through and through.
You see, it went like this. There was the house dog and the wolf. That's where the story goes. And one cold and bitter and windy. Stormy night, this lean, hungry wolf met a great big, fat, groovy house dog grooving in the woods. And the wolf said, "My, my, Jack, how fat and groovy you look," said the wolf. "You look like you eating that turkey stuffing and dressing. You must get a lot of groovy scoff. As for me, as you can see, man, I'm in a bad mind where this here chill is digging me. I ain't had a good Sunday dinner for heaven knows how long. He said, I can't hardly keep from starving to death. That's the truth, too." Well, the house dog say, "If you want to really get with it, you want to get hip. You know, you get smart like me, you come with me to my head cat's house, the cat that owned me, and then you get the same scoff like I do." Wolf licked his chop and said, "Man, that'd be crazy." He said, "That show is fine," he said. And they cut off through the woods, licking and going. And finally, the wolf heard a little jingle, and he said, "Hey, wait a minute," he said, "what's that around your neck?" And the dog said, "Well, you see, that's my lavalier collar, you see what I mean? Ain't it pretty?" And the wolf said, "Well, what's it for?" "Well, you see," say the dog say, "come the daytime when I'm sleeping in the afternoon, to chain me up, you know what I mean? 'Cause so I don't go stomping around in my dream, maybe get into trouble." Well, the wolf look at that and he hear the cat talking. He say, "Well, I'm gonna plant you now and dig you later. I think I dig my present gold groovier than the one you're sweating out."
Crazy.
They might be giants, or they might not. They are. They're giants. Doing Norma Tenenga's Walking My Cat Named Dog. And that Norma Tenenga, fascinating human being. If you ever watched the show What We Do in the Shadows, that's her theme song. I mean, that's her song. The opening theme to What We Do in the Shadows, Norma Tenenga. Song written like she was real popular in like the 60s, 70s. She actually had a romantic relationship with Dusty Springfield for quite a few years, writing songs and just being a painter. And there's a small documentary on her, which is really interesting. It's only about a minute or two long, Norma Tenenga. And just you watch this documentary, you go, what the world is a nicer place with people like that in there, you know? Just the way she, I never knew her personally, obviously, but whoever did this like 1 minute, you know, it's like a first impression kind of thing. And I was like, wow, what a nice person. What a nice person. Wrote Walking My Cat Named Dog and You're Dead and a bunch of stuff, a bunch of Dusty Springfield tunes too. What else did we get? Lord Buckley. Oh, boy. I'll tell you, I know this isn't spooky stuff.